My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In that scenario, I was thinking they might not have any timeouts there, but obviously they did with the incomplete pass. That would have came down to maybe a minute. And so we wanted to go up 6 points, you know, and it didn't work. So my decision to pass it there, again, like I said, you know, where they were junking it up inside, with it being 4th and 3 to go for it, I thought, you know, with them not having any timeouts, I wanted them to be down a touchdown and see if they could drive the field, and they did.
Nick Sirianni,
field goal of death.
That's the thing there that I don't like. I mean, he seems reasonable about it. You can't just always want to run up the middle. You know, that's okay.
Yeah, I like the play call. That's what I wanted the Bills to try to do against Arizona when they ended up settling for 3 because they mostly gave up. I don't think it was as short as that play was. The second down play, anyway. The third down was looked like not even a play when the Bills ran it. And so I like the pass. I mean, it was there. I mean, I know it didn't work, but I would rather keep the ball than have to decide to go for it on 4th and 3, like last night, or kick the field goal. Like, I'd rather go get the first down. And, I mean, perfect play call, perfect guy, and just, ugh.
Yeah, you shouldn't ever want to go up by 6. Like, that's what he should know. How do we still live in a world where we all know this and coaches don't? The guy made a Super Bowl. How do we still live in that world? Coaches are so reliant on what they grew up learning. Just how does an NFL coach say we wanted to go up 6? Tush push twice. I mean, it's always easier in hindsight.
I think the reason coaches still do it is because, well, part of the reason might be that McDermott got away with it in week 1.
Many times they get away with it. For many years, we saw what seemed like dumb decisions, but there's 2 teams and they're both making them. So, you know, I always said forever, like, one of them's going to have to win. Trista Crick, always a winner, Trista Crick, with us on the Wester Hotline, getting ready to fly back east, right?
Flying back east tonight on a red egg. Emma is completely drugged. She's got a little trazodone in her body. She's got a little gabapentin in her body. So she's stumbling and bumbling. We hope it doesn't wear off on the red eye and her freak out. She's like Cujo on the airplane. So, yeah, we're headed back to hopefully warmer weather. It's gotten cold here in Portland, really cold.
Before we go any further, just because you've talked about your mom before on the show, Emma is your dog.
Yes. My mom sometimes does need trazodone and gabapentin as well. She would never take it, but sometimes I wish I could slip a little bit in her soup.
I think I might have the world's fastest dog.
Oh, no, Emma, no, definitely not. I need to come up to... Actually, I was talking to my friend about this before I moved back west. A little breaking news here. I'm hoping to get to Buffalo before the weather turns. We'll see if I can make it. There's not a lot of good games. I think there was a Miami game I thought about going to, and now obviously who knows what's going on with Tua. I'm not sure about that one. I think there's a Cincinnati game, which, listen, my track record in Buffalo against Cincinnati as a spectator. Not good. I'm 0-1. So
well, there's
I'm a little worried
about
that one.
There's actually no Bengal game. You've got Tennessee in there, maybe you're thinking of.
I thought I saw Bengals.
No.
No, I didn't.
Not this year.
Maybe it was it. I don't know. I'm going on a world tour. Maybe it was somebody else. Yeah, maybe it was. I thought I saw it. Maybe not. Oh, no, it was it was Ravens on the road. Chiefs. No, it was Chiefs. Bills. Chiefs Bills.
Yeah, you're 0-1 with them, too.
Yeah, exactly. No, I knew it was a team that I had seen live, and I was 0-1, so I just got the wrong one.
How are you so confident that how do you know I couldn't have the world's fastest dog?
Because I have the world's fastest
dog. Okay. Maserati Marg.
Hold on. I have the world's fastest dog.
You got to see Maserati Marg.
I'm topped out faster than Tyreek Hill, guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Sounds like
the change of direction is crazy.
That's the problem with measuring this, is like they're not going to run a straight line for you.
No.
So we line them up, yell go or whatever, shoot off the gun, and they're just going to run all over the place. Like you can't actually
go into a hotel hallway. This is what I used to do. I used to be a walker. I would go into a hotel hallway with a treat. With somebody on the other end holding her, and then I have the treat, and then she runs straight line to me, and then you have somebody clock it.
Yeah, that's good.
That would be fun content for WGR. I don't know. It would be great for the actual station, but it would be great for the social side of
Fred,
it.
Fred has a lot of competitive experience. Our friends Jeremy and Molly. Jeremy's one of our morning show co-hosts, Trista. He used to have three dogs, two of whom were very good athletes. And they'd play Frisbee in a big yard we used to have at a cottage up in Canada. And Fred used to, like, man coverage. Stride for stride with these bigger, faster dogs. He was right there, man. He's got game.
I'd expect Bo to win on contested catches, but...
Yeah,
right. Listen, I used to practice. This is going to sound so lame. And so just let me preface this by saying I know I sound like a total nerd. But I was in a flag football league in D.C., and we would go out after work, and I was a slot receiver, obviously, and we'd go out and work on routes, like with the cleats on and everything. And I would bring Emma with me, and she was like white on rice. I could not shake her. It was Emma Island out there. One time she got me on the back of my, she cleated me on the back of my calf, and I fell, and I twisted my ankle. So I'm telling you, the lightning speed is there.
I was a slot receiver, of course.
Well,
my favorite part of all of that.
I will have your back if you're sort of self-conscious about saying you would practice. I mean, that's not a bad thing if you're going to do something.
I told Cole Beasley I was a better, to his face, I told him I'm a better slot receiver than you.
And did he agree? Did he buy it? He accepted it?
The only reason I will accept that is because Dak never gets me the ball. It was when he was playing for the Cowboys.
Yeah, maybe that's tougher in a couple years down the road. Okay. Well, a lot of interesting NFL stuff here today, Trista.
So much.
I mean, the Bills, 2-0, a lot of, and you were a part of it with us, just uncertainty maybe is a kind word for what we were dealing with, but... Now they're up to third, fourth in the Super Bowl odds, 2-0. Kansas City could have lost. Like, decisive win over Miami, the Bills are probably feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I think the rust in week one is to be expected for any contender. You saw that with multiple teams, some going down outright. At least you get the win against the Cardinals. We talked about that before week one as well. Like we were saying, like, what are the odds that they cover? Probably not, depending on what the line is that you got. The closing line, I think, was 6. But the opening line was, I think, 7.5. So they didn't cover that. And then week two, I was just so impressed with how much they used James Cook and how they used James Cook. So, yeah, the offense, you talked about this too, Bulldog, when I asked you who's going to be the leading receiver for the Bills, and you said maybe Shakir. And he ends up with 5 receptions, 54 yards. Not like a huge game, but definitely targeted the most. And, Josh didn't really need to do a lot when James Cook is doing what he was doing. What do you have, 78 rushing yards? He got involved in the receiving game as well. But I think the fact that they're able, without a true wide receiver one, because let's be honest, they don't have one, you're able to spread the sugar around and beat really potent offenses. Like, we saw what the Cardinals did to the Rams. Like, this is going to be a legit offense. Yeah. We talked about how we were pretty high on Arizona this year. So, two really impressive wins, and you beat the hell out of the Dolphins. It was just never close.
Yeah, I can't recall how you felt about that game when we visited last Tuesday, but now that it's come and gone,
I said the Bills should be favored. I didn't know why they were 2.5-point underdogs. That was crazy to me.
Well, Miami, like, you know, Mike talked a lot about it. They should be pouring everything in to try to get over this hump that is the Bills in their way. And, I mean, it seems like no matter what they do, they just cannot find a formula.
And how about our Jets, huh? How'd they look?
Your Jets. You know, so Trista, unlike myself and Bulldog, of the three of us, Trista is the lone survivor in Survivor so far through 2 weeks. I mean, so many touchdown-ish favorites have lost, including last night. So the Jets are one of the bigger favorites this week, Thursday night against New England. So far, I've been handling this for Trista, but I'm going to, you know, eventually get this to you so you can do it because I'm out. And you should want to see what other teams or other players are doing, that kind of stuff, if you can. Would you consider the Jets at home against New England?
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Okay.
I'm never taking the Jets if I can help it. No chance. Especially divisional rivalry. Patriots haven't looked that bad. Patriots, like the Jacoby Brissett's a serviceable quarterback. Ramondre Stevenson was one of the better fantasy backs a couple of years ago. So, I mean, this is not a great team. Certainly not. But they're disciplined-esque, and they could certainly bark a team like the Jets. No, I'm probably taking the Ravens. I'm probably taking the Ravens against my Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see Lamar going 0-3. I think the Cowboys have been frauds. That game that they won against the Browns told me zero. And I think the Saints are actually real, but yeah. You got your ass handed to you against New Orleans, where you're allowing out the ghost. Maybe Alvin Kamara's not washed, and we're all just wrong. But four touchdowns in a game for anybody is crazy. So I think I like the coaching advantage for Baltimore. I think I like the weapons, and I think Lamar is going to come out with a lot of fire under him. Losing in week two is just inexplicable. So I think that's a bounce-back spot. If they would have beat the hell out of the Raiders, I probably wouldn't have touched it, and that line would have been much bigger anyway. But I think it might be Ravens for me.
Wow, that would be it'd be big. -1. Baltimore is a one-point favorite at Dallas. They are 0-2.
Big balls.
And
that's what that move would be.
Yeah, and they have the Bills week four at night. Like, if they were to lose, what a spot they'd be in, you know, hosting Buffalo on the Sunday night game in week four. To go 0-4.
Oh, my goodness. What other teams do you think are up for grabs in that?
I mean, before we get to that question, how many practices, if they're 0-4?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Will Lamar Jackson miss because he's sick the rest of the season? I mean, just...
Yeah, you guys are shady. Wow. That is so shady.
Love the player, but come on, that's been weird, right? In his career, he's always, not always, but mysteriously absent from practices. Okay, you asked what question? I was so eager to get that in. You asked what question, Trista?
I had a joke in the holster.
Yes, yes.
Can we just talk about that for a second? You had a joke in the holster, not even listening to your guest.
I know.
Just so you can get your joke out.
It wasn't even good.
Crazy.
It wasn't even
good. It wasn't even make me chortle. You didn't even get a smirk out of me.
I didn't know you were going to be asking the questions.
Well, that's how a phone call goes, remember? We're not on a hit. We're on a phone call.
That's right. Your mom thought we weren't actually on the air. We were just talking.
Well, yeah, well, she was like, were you just talking to Shope? Like, just having it? No, I said, no, Mom, I was on WGR. What?
You were asking about other teams, but were you asking, like, who to go 0-3?
I've taken Seahawks and Texans.
Right.
And so I don't think I could take the Raiders, but I'm thinking about it. You got Andy Dalton bounce back. All kinds of weird things could happen with that. There's no great...
Cincinnati.
Maybe Cincinnati. Yeah, Cincinnati versus the Commanders. That's the one, probably. There's going to be so many people who take them, though.
Yeah, and, you know, they're 0-2. And that's with Baltimore.
Right.
You know, you have these teams. It's so early in the season where we think they're good. We think 0-2 is a little bit deceiving, but we don't know that for sure. And the point about – or well, Tampa's 2-0. The point about Jackson – it's just like, or this is Joe Burrow or anybody. You know, you've got these huge financial investments, and if they get to a point where the season is kind of over, stuff will happen. And, you know, they're not so far away from that when they're 0-2 and, like, the Ravens playing Dallas and the Bills. Cincinnati probably cannot afford to lose to Washington.
No. But what I was going to ask is, what do you guys think about Tampa against Denver? Is Denver maybe going to be one of the worst teams
in
football this year?
I was just waiting for my chance to get that in. I'm looking at the schedule, and Tampa sort of jumped off the page at me here. I think that could be that if I were still alive. I lost on Baltimore last week, Trisha, so I'm out too. But I think Tampa would be where I would go.
There was 1,600 people in this league, and now there's like 456 or something like
right.
that. That's crazy in 2 weeks.
Joe Ostrowski's survivor pool. I lost on Detroit, but Kevin Cole, an analyst I really like, he has an expected points model, and he said Detroit won by expected points. So I have a text into Ostrowski to see if I maybe get a pass, because the team I picked actually had more expected points than, you know, points. Maybe I can get through.
I know you guys had a lot of people took Philly as well. I know you guys had that clip as soon as I started the show. But where are we at on Sirianni? Because for years now, prior to the Super Bowl appearance, and even probably after, I think I'm kind of ready to put my stake in he's not good again. Like, I think it was the coordinators. I think it was Steichen. I think that offense that he was facilitating and orchestrating was what got them there. And now that he's gone, there's just something weird with Philly.
I agree. I think the vibes are all messed up there, and that doesn't have to trip them up. There's a lot of talent there, too, and they've done a really good amount of winning. But the thing from the offseason about Hurts calling up, was it Fangio? It was the Giants guy, Wink Martindale, after he got fired before the playoffs, to ask him for ideas on how they were defending him. If I'm the coach there, there's a problem in my relationship. I'm probably going to try to smooth it over, but – when I'm lying awake at night, I'm thinking about that, and it would bother me. I think Hurts, the way he reacted after that big scramble last night, it all just looks like I know the fans are on them and they're booing, and there's a lot of reasons he could be emotional like that. I just think things are, I don't know, I feel like the ice is really thin underneath everybody there.
Chope?
Yeah.
Are you going to say something or no?
No, that sounds right. When the head coach is changing coordinators over and over and is somehow allowed to be able to do that, he's not long for it. So last night was bad for him. The strategy at the end of the game, the play call, people didn't like the play call. We said, I didn't hate that as much. But then wanting to go up by six when you should know that that's a bad number under 2 minutes. And then it's Kirk Cousins who takes you down. I mean, that one stings right there for him. We'll talk to Ross Tucker and get his opinion on the Eagles as we go on later. Trista Crick here with us on the Wester Hotline. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. One more on Survivor for Week 3, the Bills. Home to Jacksonville Monday night, 5.5, would you?
Yeah, I would. I wonder, though, if there's any other spots that I like more in the season. So much of this, too, for me is like, what does the rest of the strength of schedule look like for these teams? And are there other matchups down the road that I'm identifying that I definitely want to take? That's why you would take teams that have very difficult strength of schedules later on in the year early. That's why a lot of people took the Ravens against the Raiders last week, is because the schedule gets tougher and tougher and tougher. So I have to kind of look at the Bills schedule, but yeah, that's definitely a spot that I could see. Big primetime game, Jags, I don't know really if they have their stuff together. And yeah, I kind of am starting to become like I think the Bills offensively have figured it out.
A couple more in week 3. It's the Chargers at the Steelers, 2 of 5, 2-0 AFC teams. Have a thought, like, which team is closer to being for real?
Oh, that's a great question. I thought you were going to ask me if I would take either of those teams in Survivor, which I would not.
No.
right. Moving on. Like, oh, definitely. That's a slug fight. You know, that's a rock fight. I think the Chargers are closer to being for real because they have Justin Herbert. I know everybody loves Mike Tomlin and how much he does with very little. He's obviously the king of a team that has very little talent or, you know, issues all over their roster and still going to the playoffs. But I like the Harbaugh hire. I like the way that J.K. Dobbins is running the ball. I like the Gus Edwards pickup. Somehow Quentin Johnston is being able to catch multiple touchdowns in a game. What are we doing there? So, yeah, I mean, maybe I'm biased because I'm an Oregon Duck alum, and I think Justin Herbert has been kind of stunted in his development over the course of his career in the NFL due to such bad coaching, and now he has a for real coach. So I think it's the Chargers for me. I like what I've seen from them, although I wouldn't be surprised if somehow Tomlin figures out a way to make Justin Fields a legitimate QB.
Right.
Although, really quickly, I was talking to, I think it was Jim Miller this weekend when I was hosting 670 The Score, and he said that Justin Fields at Ohio State didn't run any plays. Like, he literally didn't call any plays himself. He had to look over the sideline the entire time, like paint by numbers, which is the reason that, you know, him not developing in the NFL is why C.J. Stroud was kind of given the keys in college. And I thought that was fascinating and how much that stunted, you know, what Justin Fields became in the NFL.
I've got at least one, because we're getting short on time here, futures bet to run by you.
Do it.
Rams under 6.5 is +105. Could that not go off the rails?
Yeah, it feels like a McVay let go of the rope thing like it happened 2 years ago. Like, if you talk about Lamar Jackson deciding to not practice, like, how about Matthew Stafford having, like, back seizures or something like that, and him deciding, like, maybe let's just pack this season up and try to prolong my career because the tread on the tires is very low. Maybe you start seeing, like, Kyron Williams, you know, get less touches and then start to bring Blake Corum along more and, you know, make it a developmental year. Yeah, I kind of like that at +105. They look like they are just a mess.
Tons of injuries already, both right. Nakua and Cooper Kupp.
Linemen, they're in big trouble.
I had the
happened 2 years ago.
I had the Packers last week to make the playoffs at +170. I thought, like, there were just too much of a give up too soon. on Green Bay with Jordan Love maybe not missing that much time. They steal one with Malik Willis, and they're still minus money to miss, although their win total I saw is 8.5, -130 to the over. So I wouldn't want to bet that, but make the playoffs? I mean, some 7 seed's going to win 10 or even 9 games? Like, I'd still want to be on Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay has a lot of talent all over the field. They're well coached. Their defense looks much better. And when you can, we saw Malik Willis before, like when he was on the Titans. He's like not the most talented quarterback, but when you're in a system where you're being put in a situation to succeed, which is what happened, right? You just run the damn ball. Just run the damn ball, play defense. You know, that's the model that I think they're going to get by on, play action. And then all of a sudden, you've only lost one game before Jordan Love comes back.
Yeah. Not that it's something we can wager on, at least not on the apps that I'm familiar with. You have an idea you like for Miami while Tua's out, you know, assuming he comes back? We don't know a timeline yet. Do you think is there a guy out there that you think they should be going to get, or just sort of hunker down and try to get through it and hope he's back sooner rather than later?
Oh, man. Like, I don't know that there are that many options. Maybe if I would make a call to Carolina. And see where they're at on Bryce. I know that there's like a lot of weirdness swirling around on that. Like, I honestly don't think Bryce is broken. I think that Carolina is broken. I think that ownership situation is everything's trickling downhill. Maybe Mike McDaniel can fix Bryce Young. Like if, and it depends very much on where Tua is at in terms of his decision. If what we're hearing is true, like, no, I'm not retiring, I'm playing this contract out, then maybe you go with somebody that's like more of a bridge quarterback. But yeah, that's the name that I immediately think, like, it could be a steal, as now Andy Dalton is getting the start.
Enjoy the ride tonight. Good luck with Emma.
Love y'all.
Thank you, Trista. Trista Crick on the Western Hotline joins us on Tuesdays during the NFL season. Get back to your exchange with her about James Cook and what we've talked about yesterday, just the Bills' offense so far. Do you trust it? 803-0550 is the number. I mean, that seems like an easy yes with Allen involved, but the Bills, like a lot of teams, as we've discussed, you're not getting that passing volume, and so far, so good. Again, 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Ross Tucker, Paul Hamilton, later. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.